This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You reckon we'll get anywhere near 8.8?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Never Except. Again. What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
I love having your company. Phil.
Yes.
Davey Reynolds.
Oh, yes.
On his way to Bathurst.
Yeah.
That might already be there.
Yeah.
We're going to have to find out.
Been there before and won there before.
We need to... Well, Rabs' hand gets very nervous over the button.
With Davey?
Davey. Because he can get loose.
So stand by.
He can stow stuff that's in a probes. So we're speaking to him next.
Who else we got on?
Well, then we've got John
Aloisi! What a star.
Of course, the reigning champs.
Yep.
The Western United, and he's going to be talking to us about their first game, which is coming up shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Tom Brown.
Oh.
Because by the time we get to him, day two of the trade period will have already been done.
And we'll
some interesting ones have dropped.
Yes, exactly. And our tactic today, MotoGP. That's on again, Jim.
Tactic.
It says it here, look.
Oh, my God.
Tactic.
So we're getting to that as well. As I say hello to you, old T-shirts, Brownless.
G'day, Jimmy boy. Yes, oh, nice day. Actually, you were saying
beautiful
this,
day.
Isn't it?
Look, still no little breeze coming through now, but it's beautiful my way earlier on today.
Isn't it good with a bit of sun?
Nice.
The races are on.
Yes.
The lawns, the bins are in.
Oh, bins are in. Yeah, also, the sun shines for longer.
Oh, how good.
Which we love.
I do like the daylight.
Live in Western Australia.
Do you like daylight
saving? I love it.
No, Queensland don't have daylight saving.
What is wrong with them?
I don't know.
Bill, it's brilliant.
It is.
You can play golf till 8:30. You can sit outside and have a barbie. Of course you can.
And you can sit with Rabsy and have a beer.
Aloisi. Paduka's in an offside position. Aloisi might go on his own. Aloisi! 3-1! It's all over! 3 points for Australia!
Aloisi.
That wasn't the goal.
No. No, that was against Japan at the World Cup.
Yes.
Where were you?
At my parents' house.
With the old man nude on the sofa.
Gary Ryan.
He was not nude on the sofa, but he was certainly up and about.
In a centerfold or something, Gary Ryan.
He had the footy where he's noodle.
That was at Oakley, yeah.
Yeah, right. So, right.
And he hates us talking about it.
He does.
That's it.
Hey, nice sort of rappy. Be today.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
A time for a rappy?
Rappy.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Essendon best and fairest last night, Jim.
Crichton Medal.
Who wins it?
Hmm.
Do you know?
Actually
do know.
I don't, actually don't. Is it Darcy Parrish?
Darcy Parrish finished ninth.
Well, I don't know. I saw a photo of him.
Yes.
On a media page, so yes. I just assumed it might be him. No, I don't know. Who was it?
Well, you know what? A forward. Big 2 metre Peter.
Big Pete.
Awarded the Crichton Medal last night. He kicked 53 goals, had a really good year.
That is a good year, yep.
So well done to him, of course.
Yep.
Second, Zach Merritt. Third, Matt Guelphy.
Matt Guelph.
So this
Claremont boy.
Yeah, exactly. So well done to 2 metre Peter. Good seeing the forwards win. Jeremy Cameron.
Yep.
Big Tom Lynch won at Richmond. Good to see the forwards win. So we go down Redmond fourth, Ridley, Levere, Kelly seventh. Nick Martin, 8th.
Le Kelly.
But what? This is the Essendon's problem, Jim.
What is it?
Darcy you can't Parrish get their names right.
Is 9th. Dylan Shiel, 9th. Andrew McGrath finished 10th, Jim. Jim, those boys have got to be up in the top one or two, don't
they? They're midfielders.
Yes, exactly.
They need to be finishing
higher. So they've got to be
there. Jaden Laverty was the name I think you're looking for.
Laverty.
Yeah, he's never getting that right.
No. Le Kelly and Le Martin. Well, they're all there. Speaking of Essendon, McDonald, Tip and Woody, Jim.
Saw that.
Matty Lloyd, Lordo, what a star he is, has said that he's weighing up his options in a AFL comeback.
Wow.
So they think maybe the Bombers, but apparently Fremantle might be the one.
Jeez, he'd be good value.
Exactly. He was when he's right and fit and firing and,
nuts.
You know, great player. So all the best to Tip and Woody. We got the song? Oh, that's it, righto. Welcome messages. We like these.
Yes.
Bobby Hill who is now a pie.
Hey, Magpie Army, Bobby Hill here. Very excited to be on board and can't wait to get started.
Doesn't sound that excited, but I'm sure he will be when will he be. Gets down the train.
Yep.
Tim Taranto has joined the Tiger Army.
G'day, Tiger Army. It's Tim Taranto here. Thank you so much to the Richmond Footy Club for giving me this opportunity. I honestly can't wait to run out in the yellow and black next year at the G in front of all you fans. I look forward to meeting a few of you over the years to come. And honestly, just once again, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Good player, him, Jim.
Very good.
Taranto. Very good player.
Well, they land Hopper as well.
He's going to make it.
It's going to be hard.
He's going to work. Yeah, yes. Going to have to work. Right. The Giants have added Adelaide great Ben Hart to the coaching panel
good
there.
Man,
the,
Benny Hart.
Yeah, very good. And also having chats with Brett Montgomery.
Oh.
So they're going to try and get him across, of course, there to the Giants. Ben Simmons played his first game in 440 days, Jim.
Yes.
It was a mixed bag for Benny Boy. He had 6 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, played 19 minutes. And I caught up with Benny and I asked him, what was it like in transition?
Irving, great look. Simmons, the flush in transition.
So you didn't catch up with him, you just threw to some commentary.
No, no, I was there.
And?
And the transition, the see through goal.
So what you did is just throw to some commentary from the game.
Hey, no, Jim.
So there's no catching up with him at all.
100% what you did.
That's exactly what I thought. Speaking of basketball, what about the Adelaide 36ers yesterday?
I still can't get my head around that.
Defeated the Phoenix Suns, and they had
with
their
the
best team.
Five.
Well, they definitely had Chris Paul in there, who's one of their best players. Yeah,
but not a lot of D in this game, Jim. 134 to 124.
Bill, they're nowhere near the best NBL team. How are they beating an NBA team with their starting five?
It's spot on. So their salary cap, I think the Suns is about $270 million. $270 million. Adelaide, 1.6.
So, Bill, how's that happen? There's got to be some sort of fix in.
Well, Craig Randall, who I think, is he an import first
Craig.
Game?
Craig, Craig, as they call
Craig,
him over there.
Craig, 35 points, and Robert Franks, 32, Jim. They were on fire.
Yes.
They were on fire. So that's a great win by them.
Well, no, it is. I just can't understand how it happens.
Mm. Speaking of basketball and mascots, Jim.
Oh, no.
Can you believe this? The Denver Nuggets mascot, Rocky, is a mountain lion. How much do you reckon he gets paid?
Well,
it's been revealed to all the NBA fans.
Yes.
He's a mascot. He gets paid $625,000 per year.
What?
$625,000 per year.
Has he got any tricks?
Oh, yeah. He climbs and he jumps and he does all sorts of things. Right. But you want to at $625,000.
I thought. Harry the Hawk. Make you a bloody coffee when you need one.
Harry the Hawk. He's on $600 at Atlanta. Benny the Bull's on $400 at Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Go the Gorilla. Is that his name? Go the Gorilla.
Go the Gorilla.
That's his name. At Phoenix, he's on $200. And poor old Hugo the Hornet at Charlotte Hornets, he's on $100.
Well, he obviously does nothing.
Well, he mustn't do it. Come on, Hugo. You've got to get better.
What does a Catman earn?
Oh, the Catman. Well, he retired and then he came back. He had a nice grand final day, didn't he, the Catman?
He just had that smelly thing on his head.
Oh, I know. But he. No, well, you mean half cat or half, you mean the
well,
calf cat?
I don't know. Half cat.
Oh, half cat.
Stink.
I remember I got in.
You got in it and it stank.
And it stunk.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Okay. And it hung around for a couple of days.
No, you stank for a week.
Mate, it stinks.
No, Babs, we took him down there in the footy show days and he put the thing on his head and he smelt like it for a week.
I had the suit on and the head on.
That might not have been half cat.
And then, well, was. Oh, who not have Shetler? What's his name? From Star Wars.
What just happened?
What's his name from Star Wars? Why the spaceship spells?
William Shatner.
Yeah,
oh, no. Davey Reynolds.
We're going so well. It's taking me off, buddy.
To join us next.
That's it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you think causes it?
Just a lack of intelligence.
Right now, we have a man on the phone on his way to Bathurst, David Reynolds.
The Bathurst 1000 is back this weekend.
Let's get this party started.
And our next guest will be hoping to repeat his incredible win from 2017.
1,000 kilometres later, David Reynolds, you are the man.
Please welcome King of the Mountain, Davey Reynolds.
My mates used to say, Brocky, King of the Mountain.
Now
he's going up there, Davey.
He's already there.
Well, he's a winner.
Yeah.
Past winner. and drives well around this circuit.
Yes.
So we speak to him in the advance of it.
Yes.
Because we're confident of him doing well. Is that right, David?
100%, JB. 100%. Good. Always confident when we turn up at this track.
Exactly. Why is that?
Yeah.
Well, if you're not confident, you'll probably get shown up and get sped out the back.
Yeah, but you should be confident at all the tracks, but this one you drive very well at. Why is that?
Like playing at Cadinia Park or something. Oh. You like to play at home, is it?
I don't know, it's just the layout, it's just cool, it's just fun, exciting, you know, you can, the driver can make a small difference around here, I think. That's probably why I like it.
That's why you like it. You won it before in 2017, so we've backed you already responsibly. Now, you're already up there, you've peeled back the covers of the new Ford Mustang, yes. And at the campground, what are you doing there?
Yeah, so we took our cars, our little Penrite cars up to the top of the mountain, unveiled them. And in front of the crowd and everything, and there's already a like a mass of people up there. They've been camping up there since Saturday, I believe.
Right.
They've dug up all their piss ready for the week.
That's it. That's it.
Because we were looking at that, you're allowed a slab a day and a big bottle of bourbon or whatever you want per day.
Per day, yes. So one slab per person per day.
Yes.
So what they always do is they come up, you know, a few weeks before and they'll go out the back and dig a big hole and fill it full of slabs and cover it back up and dig it up when the time's right.
I bet you
it's like buried treasure to them.
Exactly. Well, it is. So I bet you a few miss it and they don't know where they're going. You dig it up one day, there'll be plenty of frogs
everywhere. They need your metal detector.
Exactly.
David, these cars have got a bit of a NASCAR feel about them to my eye.
Do they?
Yep. You know, the ones that just go round and round,
round and
it's
round.
So bloody boring. But they've the livery, this is what it's called, Bill, the look of the car, the way it's been painted, it's got a bit of an American NASCAR look, the Penrite.
Do you reckon?
Yes.
It's got like an Australian flag on, draped on the back. So
I'm not talking about the back. I'm talking about
livery.
The Penrite down the side and the front on the big bloody bonnet.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, get on line and have a look at NASCAR.
Well, I reckon he's seen them, Jim. I reckon he's seen his own car.
No, I'm talking NASCAR, you idiot. Now, the things we need to talk to you about are you've got an assistant driver, co-driver.
Matt Campbell, who's he?
So, yeah, Matt Campbell's a kid from Warwick in North Queensland.
Porsche, I think he drives the Porsches.
Yeah, he's like probably one of the world's best Porsche drivers at the minute, so... You know, he's done the race a few times before. He's well up to speed. He's actually really, really good kid. And he's about my size, so it's perfect for me because I can just jump in and out of the car and we don't have to change seats.
In his downtime, Matty.
Yes.
He's also a ring announcer at the boxing.
Oh, no.
He doesn't always get it right.
Oh, no, that's
the powerful puncher from Perth that has ever been Danny the Man, the machine.
Matty hates that.
Matty Campbell.
He hates that, Jim. You know that. Hey, but I.
That doesn't sound like my Matt Campbell.
No, no. Well, I was doing a bit of homework on this because I love Bathurst, Jim. It's in my blood.
It is, yeah.
161 laps, and I reckon the minimum a driver can drive is 54. So
correct, Bill. You've been doing your homework.
Well, I told you, mate, because I love you and I love the Bathurst 1000. Brought to you by Repco. Matty will be doing about 54 maybe, and then you just say, I'm the boss here. I'm number one. Look out, Matty.
Yeah, it depends on how he's going. If he's fast enough, we can give him a couple more laps. But if he's slow, we'll get him out at 54 laps. But I think he'll be fine.
Well, I hope he'll be fine.
I don't know.
You're not winning if he's not driving well.
It depends on how good our car is and, you know, where we are in the race, because... No, they're not allowed to do, well, they can do 54 laps in a row, but it's really hard. And then they can't, because then I've got to get in and do the rest. So we kind of break it up over the race. There's about six stints over the weekend or so over the race. And we sort of slot in and out between each one, depends on, you know, the strategy, how much fuel we've got to put in. Because, you know, a fuel stop's about 30 seconds, a driver change is about 15 seconds.
Uh-huh.
So there's all this time the engineers got to manage. So it's quite a good day.
How many litres of fuel?
They talk kilos, so it's about
kilos. Bill, if you know you're racing.
I think it's
how many kilos?
110 litres.
110 litres. Geez, a big tank.
Yeah, which is like 90 kilos, I think.
Bloody oath, that is a big Tesla. The Land Cruisers carry about
exactly, and $2.09 a pop.
Well,
bloody
they're not driving diesel, Bill.
It's expensive, isn't it?
He just drops into Shell on the way.
I wonder if we still get the fuel excise.
No, it's gone. It's gone.
Gone. Yeah, it's gone.
Yes.
See, Lee Holdsworth's in this photo with you, the reigning champ. Do you get on with him?
Yeah, Lee's a good fellow. Yeah, he's the reigning champion. Won it last year. And he's a good bloke. Really, really good guy.
All right.
You would have You would have upset someone.
Oh, definitely, but I haven't found that out yet.
We need to take a little break. Oh, sorry, go on. Were you going to tell us someone you don't like?
I've upset my team already because I said something in the media that they didn't like.
Oh no. You can't help yourself. Anyway, take a break and we'll come back because we're going
to
ask you about
your trip up there. All right.
And a baby coming, Jim.
Baby coming. All of the above with Davey Reynolds.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Does the channel between your brain and your mouth, does stuff get in the way?
I think some people have bigger channels than what I have, Jim.
Ahead of Bathurst this weekend, David Reynolds joins us. By the way, you can catch all the action from Friday through to Sunday on 7, 7 Mate and 7 Plus. Yes.
We worked out in that little break who it was he doesn't get on with.
Who's that?
Shane Van Gisbergen.
Oh, the Kiwi.
Yeah, you've nudged him a few times, Davey.
I have, yes. You know what Kiwi stands for?
What?
Oh.
Keen interest without intelligence.
Ooh. Jeez, I thought we were going somewhere else.
No, not bad. not bad. And if you've just signed a new 2-year deal.
I've just re-signed a new deal. And, things are looking good in my life at the minute.
Nice. So
my missus is pregnant again. She's about 13 weeks pregnant.
Oh, so you've been out of the car. That's good. and your
not
first,
necessarily.
Your first son is named after a Street Fighter character. Is that right?
Yep. Ryu Reynolds. Yep. That's his name.
So I've got a couple of names maybe for the expecting baby coming in April.
Tell me.
E Honda?
E-Honda.
No.
Maybe.
Bison,
yeah.
Or
that's up there.
Zangief.
I love Zangief. Don't you? Great name.
Bloody stupid Street Fighter names that he names his kids after.
E Honda.
Zangief Reynolds. Imagine that.
Zangief Reynolds. It's not bad.
It's good, isn't it?
What about Ryan?
Nah, terrible name.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds. He's a funny bastard. Deadpool.
Ah, he's all right. Deadpool.
Now, did you drive up there?
Yeah. I drove up myself in my Mustang.
So as a race car driver, it interests me if you get as annoyed with idiots on the road as I do. Because I'm an exceptional driver myself, but I don't fall into the race car driver category.
He rates himself.
So
answer
me this, Davey. What? If you're on open road, which you would be getting to Bathurst, and idiots in front of you drive at 95 k's when the limit's 100 until you get to an overtaking lane, then they speed up to 115.
It happens all the time in New South Wales. I don't know what it is about New South Wales people, but they do it better than anyone.
What is that?
It happens.
I don't know. I really don't know, but it shits me a bit.
Well, mate, you can't. And then you get half-wits on the open road who have got no one in front of them, but they hit the brakes all the time. What are they doing?
I mean, they'd probably get used to driving a taxi because that's what taxi drivers do, don't they?
Just brake.
Unless they're taking heaps of drugs and they're seeing things that aren't there, I don't know.
I don't know, mate. But I find that very annoying.
Yes.
And then clowns that stop at a roundabout when there's no one coming from the right.
Don't read the plate.
That annoys me, yeah.
Well, Davey, that's the first thing you learn as a driver.
Yes, I know. So where are you going with this, Jim?
Well, Jim's got this street party.
I've got a party, a traffic party, that's going to storm into government. Because Victorians have had enough of people that can't drive. But you as a professional driver, I wonder if you view it differently. It doesn't sound like you do.
I kind of do, but I kind of don't. Because at the end of the day, we're all out there together. We're not supposed to be angry at each other on the road, aren't we? We're supposed to have a pleasant time.
No, I get angry.
So, it just ruins your day.
Because I can't put up with half-wits. Like, there's a responsibility for you to drive properly, especially in peak hour, Davey. Like, what about a peak hour,
yes,
and the car in front of you leaves about 50 metres between it and the car in front of that.
Yeah.
And you either miss sets of lights or people keep folding across in front of him and you just get pushed further back. That I find very annoying.
It seems like you've got a lot to say on this topic.
I have. Well, that's why I form my own party.
He has. He's got his own party. Yeah. But
I'll join it. I'll join
good.
It.
Well, we need a celebrity.
See what's down the bottom of this page here, Jimmy. Dave is the face of road safety.
Oh!
Curb your rage. So that's why he's been all nice.
Yeah, I know. What's the point of getting angry on the road? What's it going to, it doesn't help you with anything, does it?
No, well, I don't get into road rage and stuff. I just get annoyed. Yeah. Not angry. That's too strong.
Just white knuckle the steering wheel.
It's too strong a word, but people've got to get better.
They do. We give out licenses too easy in this country, I think.
I think you're right.
With no training.
All right. So
back to Bathurst. Thursday practice, 1 and 2.
Yep.
Friday practice, 3 and 4, and the qualifying. Saturday practice.
To make the shootout.
Or the top 10 shootout.
Yep.
And then 11:15, race starts. We're away. Where do we want to be sitting? In the...
Out in front, pole? I reckon. Or?
P what?
You want to... I thought you were going to go say we want to be sitting on the couch watching
at
home.
No, I will be. Oh, what's the first lap? Then come back 5 hours later. But P what? Where do we want to be?
Well, it's funny this track because you don't want to be first because that's kind of the most cursed position to be in. Generally, if you qualify fastest here, there's something always going to go wrong. So you want to be like second, I reckon.
P2.
That's the best.
Davey, the Mustang you just drove up in, your personal one, because we've got millions of people listening, a lot of them are blokes that love their chariots and girls. Yep. Have you tweaked that at all? What kilowatts are we rolling it with that? Have you done any extra stuff?
No, it's a company car, so it has to be like kept standard.
Davey.
It's not fun. I'm sorry. That's all I can really give you.
No.
I'd love to put a big supercharger on it and do all that stuff. And
a Mad Max thing.
Yeah, that'd be cool, wouldn't it? That'd be awesome.
What was that called? The injector.
That. Yeah.
The Inceptor.
Interceptor.
Interceptor. Both of us are wrong.
Come on. Hey, good luck.
Yes, come on, Davey.
As a past winner, we want to see you greeting the judges again.
Thanks, boys. Much appreciated.
We'll be rooting for you, David.
Not too hard, thanks, Bill.
He doesn't want that in his head while he's trying to drive.
Exactly.
Well done, Davey. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, guys.
David Reynolds on the Rush Hour ahead of Bathurst 1000 this weekend. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He's from Adelaide. Gee, they're just from all different country towns. Mm-hmm. Daniel.
Adelaide is not a country town.
It's a city.
Literally a city.
Have you been?
Yes.
We go into Adelaide.
Good city.
Great city.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Tom Brown still to come, plus John Aloisi. But boys, the Animoca Brands Australian Motorcycle Grand Prix is back this year from October 14 to 16 at Phillip Island.
All right, we got tickets to give away. This is happening Friday.
Yes, mm-hmm.
But when you hear a noise, not only do you get the exclusive, so we got five doubles.
Yes.
And?
Hospitality package for two people, high octane, including coach transfers, valued at over $1,000.
Bucks,
food and drink and all that. Very, very,
very nice sandwiches.
Well, Friday we'll be giving those away, but
Phillip Island.
You can register by being the first to call when you hear
this.
Now they're not ringing now.
Don't ring now. Don't ring now. MotoGP. That's how fast they go.
That's a postman's bike.
That's a postman's bike,
Bill. So we're not going with that one.
Well, I liked it.
Did you?
But our favourite, of course, is this. Is an. Don't ring. Don't ring. Nick. Nick, you didn't ring.
Ring. You fool's head.
I knew Nick would ring. I knew he'd ring.
What was he on about, Nick?
Don't ring now. Second hour.
He's not ringing.
Don't give it away.
Second hour.
All right.
Probably won't be this hour. We've only got 20 minutes.
All right. We're getting the family involved next.
Oh, you fool's head, Nick.
Come on, Nick.
Never
are you thinking?
Call again.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Nat Fife has grown a goat.
So what?
No, I just liked it. I just tickled fancy.
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 It's Triple M's Rush Hour, all thanks to PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today and make sure you gamble responsibly.
All right, we're talking life rules here, 133353. I knew a woman once whose life rule was never kiss a man with facial hair.
Really?
Hose? She said, I don't care how good looking they are or anything else. I refuse to kiss a man who's got hair on his face.
It can hurt.
So,
yeah.
Because it's bristly, you idiot.
Oh, you idiot.
Yeah, and fair enough.
What else did you
think? What do you think?
You get a rash.
133353. I'm coming out with mine first. We're going around the table.
Right, open the batting. All what right. do you got?
And I was at Chadston today.
Oh.
Yeah, shopping at Uniqlo.
Oh.
Right, because they have great golf gear. So okay. I was getting some pants and a top for to play golf. But that took me, because I parked at the David Jones end at Chatty.
Oh, so you had to go all the other way.
Right down the other end, and it took me past the food court.
Oh, yes,
and it made me think of my life rule. Never eat food at a shopping centre food court. Bill.
Jim.
Thousands of people under the roof at Chatty.
Yeah.
Their breath is landing
on all
of that food.
No.
No, it is, Bill.
They have plants.
No.
They have.
What do you, the plants absorb the.
They have
breath.
Screens and everything in between,
no.
Jim.
No. It's Bain Marie exposed food that Chadston shoppers' breath is landing on.
You can have Chinese, you can have Indian, you can have dumplings, you can have.
Mad Mex.
It's all there.
No.
It's Christmas.
Exposed.
It's Christmas.
To shopper's breath. And therefore, my life rule is never eat at the food court at a shopping centre.
Right.
Hose?
Well, I love eating at a shopping centre.
I'm with you,
especially Hose. Chatty. A friend of mine told me this.
Yes.
As a woman, it is best to buy underwear a size above your regular pant size.
Oh.
So say you're a 10.
Oh, yeah, a 12.
Go a 12.
Wow. So they
much
fall,
more comfortable.
Fall down easy.
Oh, no.
No.
That's not what you're saying at all.
Why would you buy them bigger?
That's not what she's saying.
They don't get wedgied.
You got big bog catchers. Imagine that when you get
home one night. Not necessarily bog catchers, but they just fit better.
Yeah, they fit better. Well,
fit better.
Oh, I reckon she'd know, Fat.
Well.
You've never.
Just get home one night and just go, because, wow, I'm out of here.
Just because you can't get any bigger than what you buy.
What's your life?
It's impossible.
Well, I've actually done this for a four-day cruise to Hobart, Jim, on the big boat. You know the cruises they have?
Yes.
Never
ocean liner.
Yes. Never ever going on a cruise again.
Life rule.
Life rule. Never ever again. Speaking about food and breath and food's there and it's all fatty food.
Nah. Oh.
And, that's a problem.
Which is good.
Yeah.
No. But it's just no. You can't hide, Jim. You hide in your bedroom. That's about it. Everyone's in the spa. Everyone's in the pool.
No, I wouldn't do it. I can't.
No
with
more
you.
Cruise
I'm
for Anthony
you. I'm
Williams.
Not going on a cruise. No. That's a good life rule. You got one, Bartholomew?
Yeah, if someone gives you a phone to look at a photo, never swipe left or right. Only the photo they've shown you.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
Oh, Rebs,
oh that's your life rule.
Especially if it's Bill.
Yes.
So you've just thought of that. Just sit. Don't swipe left or right.
Yeah, that's it.
1-333
What's wrong with that?
5-3
Shit.
Ring right, here's now. One for you. If you're above the age of 16, never wear a sleeveless footy jumper.
Yes.
No.
And you wore it for a week.
I don't care. If your team wins a premiership, you can wear it for two.
What are we giving away, please, Rebs?
A $350 brand new HomeMedix 3-in-1 foot pro massager with heat.
Ooh.
Visit homemedics.com.au and some grilled vouchers to give away as well.
What is your life rule? We're going to take your calls next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What they say is great bloke, great promoter, but not a great bass player.
Bass player.
Right now we're talking about life rules,
yes,
JB.
Yes, what's your life rule? I refuse to eat food from a food court in a shopping centre.
You should try it.
No, Bill. Their breath, people's breath landed on that food. I'm not eating it.
You've got all sorts.
No. Steve in Carrum Downs first. Hello, Stevie.
Stevie.
G'day, lads. How are we?
What's your life rule?
Well, I reckon you don't go food shopping when you're hungry.
Why is that?
Well, you just make silly decisions. You end up buying all sorts of shit that you're not going to eat.
It's not bad, Bill.
Everything looks good when you're hungry, Bill. You can probably relate to
this. Oh, yeah. But that's
not
the idea.
Rule.
You only go shopping when you're hungry.
No, not if you're talking about food shopping or car shopping, not food, clothes or stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think it's what Stevie's talking about. All right, stay there.
Good work.
Craig?
Craig in Bowen Heads. G'day, Craigo.
G'day, Billy. How are you going?
Oh, is this the Premiership water boy at Bowen Heads?
Yes, it is, mate.
Welcome, Craigo. Also works at the Cremorne. Craigo here?
What's your life rule, Craig?
What is it?
Just always be nice to every young lass you meet because it's the girls that pass on your message to their friends, whether you're a nice bloke or not.
That's a good rule.
Mm. Actually,
I like that rule.
Just be nice to everyone, I would have thought, Craig, just not the young lasses.
Oh, that's true, but, you know, you've got to cut one from the herd somewhere.
Well, yeah, all right then. I'll remember that. Thank you.
Carlene in Warburton. Hello, Carlene.
Oh, Carlene.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
That's an interesting name, Carlene.
It is.
Where's it come from? Dad liked cars and...
No. Mum's best friend when I was born.
Right.
So that was him. Yeah. You got a life rule, Carlene?
I have. It's always clean the toilet with your mouth closed.
Why?
you don't want any splashes to get anywhere. They shouldn't.
Or toilet funk to work its way in.
Toilet funk.
Exactly. I don't want that, Bill.
Well, it's
that's a good rule. I like that. Stay there.
Well done, Carlene.
Stay on the line, Carlene. Neil's in Laylaw, Bill.
Is he? Hello, Neil.
How you going, Jim? How you going, fat?
Good, Neil. How are you? What's your life rule?
My life rule is never sit on another man's Harley Davidson.
So what does that mean?
Well, if you want to, in kind words, if you want to still be alive.
You'll get clubbed, if you sit on another man's
Harley. Surely I can go up and just sit on it and see how it feels. Or you're saying no, Neil?
Really, you can't do that without my authorization.
Permission.
Oh, all right. I won't sit on yours, Neil. I'll sit on your mate's.
Stay on the line. Yes. Damo in the Mural Bark. Hello, Damo.
Yeah, g'day, King of Kings and Bins. How are you?
Good, Damo. What have you got for us?
Never look a man in the eye when he's eating a banana, especially a big one.
Oh, no. A Bill. I need to be thinking about that. A Bill. Now Bill's actually motioning.
I'm just saying what he's talking about, Jim.
Bill, no. I don't think. Well, stay
don't
there.
Look at me,
Bill,
Jim.
Stop doing it. You idiot. Julian in Wodonga. Hello, Jules.
Where from? Wodonga and Albury.
Wodonga.
How you going, lads? All right?
Hey, Julesa.
What's your life rule?
Always say see you later. Never say goodbye to family, friends, loved ones.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And not a bad one either.
Exactly.
To make sure you're going to see him again.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well done, Jules.
Like it, Jules.
All right. Hello. I've got some other ones here.
Oh, have you?
We won't get to the calls, but we got Shawnee who says never touch the handrails on an escalator.
Yes, fair enough.
Wayne,
yes.
Never eat scallops. I love scallops.
No good scallops.
Don't like scallops?
No.
And you know this one
from
Michael, says when you put on a bet, never change it.
Yes, that is a very good one, Michael.
Mm.
And Con up the top there,
mm-hmm.
instilling manners to his kids. Now, that's very important.
That is important.
Because they cost you nothing, Jim,
they
manners.
Don't, that's true, and there's not enough of it.
Yeah.
So, nice one. Topic two wins.
Well, the banana one.
Oh, Bill. Damo. Damo from Mungrel Bark.
Yes.
What do you got for Damo?
We've got in the brand new Homedics 3-in-1 Pro Foot Massage, valued at $350. Homedics.com.au.
I like Carlene too.
Carlene?
Yeah, always clean with your mouth closed.
Bill. Got a $100 voucher to head to Grilled for Carlene.
All right.
By the way, their saltbush and pepper onion rings are magnificent.
Beautiful.
Lovely. Well, that was good. Well done, James.
Oh, nice topics, Bill.
What's
Tom Brown, not far away.
Oh, yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Huey Bowman's there, Jim.
Yes, who else?
65. Melassimo Longa.
Keeping you up to date with the AFL trade period.
It's all happening, Bill.
It is.
In the world of AFL.
Who's going where?
Bill got a whisper from somewhere.
Got a whisper.
And for how much?
$100 million.
It's the Rush Hour's Trade Tracker.
Oh, and we've gone straight to the top here.
Well, we have.
Seven Network's number one man, Tom Brown. Tom Brown joins us. Brownie, how busy have you been today?
JB and Billy, this time of year, you just run around the clubs and agents in the AFL trying to get a bit of a whiff of a trade. Reasonably busy, covering some kilometres. But in terms of what's gone through today, Blake Akers has officially gone to the Blues for a future third-round pick. So it'll be a big boost for the Blues wing position.
Yep.
McStay, there's been a lot of discussion regarding his move to 5-year, $600,000 a year contract to Collingwood. He's not McStaying, he's McGoing. He's officially
McTighe this afternoon.
I thought you liked that, Billy. For pick 35 was the conversation there. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
The hint as to how the free agency conversation works. So it's a 5-year deal, we think, at around $600,000 a year, estimated.
Ooh.
So you think these days, end of first round conversation probably be in the high 600s. So you need a bit of a nudge on that. So Brisbane, not sure what their response will be to that, but we'll find out, obviously, in the next few days. And Aaron Francis from the Bombers has officially requested a trade to the Sydney Swans. I don't think there'll be any issues getting that deal done.
All right. Also, Liam Jones back home at the Dogs.
Yeah, Liam Jones back home at the Dogs, Billy, which is obviously great news from that perspective. The Bulldogs, though, haven't made a lot of progress yet on Dunkley. We'll have more on that at 6 o'clock tonight. And Jack Bowes today toured your Cattery, Billy. He was down there with his manager, Robbie D'Orazio. I reckon they're in the pole position to get his services, obviously Essendon, Hawthorn, North, and the Cats are all vying for him, and in particular, the pick seven that's attached to his huge contract, up to $800,000 a year.
It's unreal. But,
Danger and Ablett have been into him, Gary Ablett Jr.
Well,
and,
I'll tell you who else was down there. I'll tell you who else was down there today, because he was running late to a thing I was at. Tomahawk might have just been down there and said, "G'day, Jack, I'm Tomahawk. Kick it to me, kick it to me."
We did an interview with Tomahawk today, and he joked that Ollie Henry's kicking's better than his brother's. So I thought that was quite
that's
funny.
Not a joke. That's true.
Is that true, is it?
That's true, Tom.
Hey, Griffin Logue and Darcy Tucker to Arden Street.
Yeah, now, JB, this is a big one. Colin Young was in at the AFL, their manager, this afternoon, and at Arden Street. I've spoken to him for the news tonight. That deal behind the scenes, I believe, has been done. It's not officially announced through the AFL announcement system yet, but I think it'll be a future second and third with a bit back. But, I mean, that's a great show of faith by those two players in the Kangas, obviously at a difficult time. So I reckon that's a bit of a coup in itself for the Kangas, JB.
Speaking of the Kangas, they're asking for Zach Butters.
Oh, yeah, they
and the first round pick.
They asked the question because obviously, they asked the question, two first rounders and Zach Butters, but I think that has been denied by Port and indeed Butters this afternoon. But why not? I mean,
of course,
he may as well ask the question. He'd be pretty handy at half forward and in the middle, but that didn't wash with Port, which is no surprise.
Hey, what about Tip and Woody? Is that true? I think Lordo went with it today.
Yeah, it's definitely true. Mitch Cleary will have more on that at 6 o'clock and concerning Tip and Woody. He was at the Bombers' best and fairest, apparently, last night. He wasn't up on stage, but he was there. And it sounds like the Western Australian clubs, he's based, I think, mostly in Broome at the moment, and also Essendon vying for his services. So that would be an exciting return to footy if he could pull that off.
They say grace at the Bombers last night?
No comment, Billy. I'm not buying into that issue. Although the AFL might have some commentary on the Essendon situation, I think, tonight. So we'll see what they say.
Very nice, Tom.
Pick 13 and a future first rounder ain't getting Luke Jackson to Fremantle.
No,
Fremantle want more than that. So it's interesting. So Melbourne, I think, want inside pick 10 plus a future first. So they're going to have to shuffle themselves up a little bit there. So there's a bit of work to go on that deal. But obviously, it's pretty clear that the Grundy deal, the Jackson deal, and the Dunkley deal, and obviously Rankin, I mean, they're the big outstanding ones to play out of the next week or so. And once they start to fall, it has a domino effect, and some not lesser lights, but players looking for a restart can then get involved in discussions. Like, for example, would someone pick up Tomlinson or players like that? Yeah. So that's going to be the sort of discussion point then.
Anything else, Tommy, as you leave us, and play the trade noise sound, please, for Tom. What do you reckon of that, Tom?
I like that, Billy. I like that.
So when a trade drops, that sound comes through for our listeners to know that something's just happened, Tommy.
Okay, well, there might be a few more. Hopefully that Logan Tucker deal goes through officially before 6 and Billy can have the pleasure of playing that annoying sound. And
what about to Horn Francis? Any movement with regard to what North will be happy with?
No. Well, obviously they've made that request in terms of a player, Butters, yes. But no movement on that today. Ooh, so I reckon Luke Jackson's a good priest in there. If Luke Jackson's worth inside top 10 plus a future first, I would have thought Horn Francis's value was similar or analogous. But North, well within their rights to push for more.
What did you say?
Similar, Billy, similar.
Oh. I didn't know what you said, Tom. I thought you had a new word there.
Well done,
he's
Tom
the number
Brown,
one newsbreaker.
Make sure you're watching 7 News tonight, the dynamic duo. Who? Tom Brown, Mitch Cleary.
Coleslaw's Cleary.
Oh. Well done, Brownie.
See you guys.
See you, Tom.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's him.
That's him.
You're not listening. He is.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Supermole Rosie Walton.
What's it looking like?
Hello, Rosemary.
Hi, William. I get nervous when he sort of tries to charm me.
Be formal.
Before I get to the
Great
real
to
stuff.
Great to see you.
Okay, is it?
Mm.
We met October Brownless yesterday. Oh, no. Who knew that he could be worse than he is every September?
No one.
Who knew?
No one.
It's quite astonishing it to the point really. Where Kelly sent us this message.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Please chop him off before November. We've just come through a pandemic. I don't think the world is ready for a November Brownless.
Yes.
Kelly, thank noted.
You, yes.
We will see what we can do. You had a joke yesterday about... ants.
Did I tell that yesterday?
Yeah, you were on air.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and it's even on Instagram. You can see the video if you care
to. Want
to
relive it.
And it was, it's actually quite a good gag.
No, it's not. It's a horribly bad joke.
Shut up, cat's bum.
At Foxy Jan Juck wrote, "Good work, Billy. JB's about to crack it."
I am.
That is the only good thing about these terrible jokes is that they make you a little bit cranky.
Annoyed.
And people do love that. At, I can't read my own writing, at Thirid78, the joke is meh, but it's Rabs that gets me in fits. And that has like 82 likes or something. Yeah. Everybody likes the fact that it's
likes
just
Rabs.
Rabs laughing at you. Losing his.
He's not quite right.
No, I'm not.
He's laughing at you.
No one in this studio is quite right.
But you hit the wrong button yesterday.
Nah, because the joke was shit.
No, he didn't.
It was shit.
He hit the right button.
All right, I'm going to swear again as well. Yep. So at righty_21 wrote, "Elite shithousery from Bins."
It is.
Shithousery.
It is.
Not a bad
good
word.
Good new word.
Yeah, good word.
Now, yesterday, you got some feedback from Miff Warhurst.
Ah.
I like Miff. I was in the jungle with Miff.
Well,
not Miff.
Miff. Miff, aren't we?
Miff.
Yeah, Miff was on the Marty Sheargold show yesterday to plug her new book, Time of My Life. Yep. And the subject of the jungle came up.
Ah.
But she had to be reminded that she was in the jungle with Bill.
Oh, really?
One of the not one of the names that rolled off early in the conversation. Right. So Will Ralston, Saturday Rub producer, and he's on the breakfast show, had to remind Miff that you were in the jungle with her.
Miff.
He did disappear quite early on him and his and his bathers that were so thin when he got out of there.
Oh, a bit of an outline?
No. No, Rhonda, it was the most beautiful thing. We had a creek where we could swim every day and Billy didn't decide to buy a new pair of swimmers.
Why would he? Yeah,
he had an old pair, I reckon, from about 1984. It was so thin and worn. It was one of the most, it was a vision as he exited the water and Rhonda would just get it broke. Billy!
Put your towel around.
Your dick stick is Billy.
Oh, Billy.
They were undies.
They wouldn't have been any good. And what's underneath them was worse.
Liked them.
Rhonda.
Wow, we red hot. Was she red hot for Wilbur?
Of course.
Don't know about that. Now, just before today's show, Catherine sent me a tweet. She was very concerned that today's show would be terrible because you were in a pub very early this morning. She sent me a link to a video on Twitter.
Two, three, yes! Oh, cheers, boys! Really? No, drink responsibly.
What were you doing that early this morning in a pub?
That was at the Common Dauphine there, nice little pub in East Geelong, and it was the Carlton Draft 2022 AFL Premiers, the Geelong Cats. The can is out, a beautiful navy blue can with the white writing. Looks fantastic, doesn't it, Hose? We'll have one of these later.
Okay.
The official beer of the
There's
AFL.
There's nothing he won't do for money.
Does it taste bitter?
No, it does not. Limited edition of the Cats cans there. So get out and buy them now in all good bottle shops and pubs.
Only a limited run of 30,000 slabs, they reckon. Limited run. Except for the whole of Geelong.
No, well, Geelong will drink them. Don't worry about that. But so I was with Jolie and Tomahawk and Normie Smith.
Yeah, and they said, so well done, Bill, because you'd done nothing.
No, I was part of the team.
Yeah, and so it was a media event, so the TVs were there.
Yes,
so
it'll be on telly tonight. Well, make sure you have a look at that.
I've
in the
seen
commo.
Alicia Loxley's report at 4 o'clock.
And?
So you can see him in the background.
I'm in the bar.
Shocked you out of it.
Yeah, not talking.
I said, don't put me in it because it's all about the boys. I'll just stay in the back. Hey, I want to send a cheerio to our mate who drives a 210-ton truck, Jim. You saw this.
I did.
It's got not one carriage, not two, not three, but four tankers on the back of this truck.
Like a road train.
Exactly, but a big bloody road train, 210-ton truck.
Like a road train, yeah.
Up in Port Hedland.
Yes, beautiful part
like
of
a road
the world.
Train. His name's Joel Laporta.
Well, I shouldn't
on you, Joel.
On you, Joel.
Not a great part of the world, Portly.
John Aloisi, not too far away. Thank you very much, Rosie.
Well done, Hose.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Can I just please have GVO? Good vibes only, please. That's what we want today.
Socceroos legend John Aloisi.
Right, Rebs, hit it, hit it.
Oh, now.
Here we go. You ready?
This is big.
This is big, Jim.
Trade week, something big has dropped.
A pick swap. Melbourne Football Club receives a second round pick, currently 27, Jim. Melbourne get currently 27.
Yes.
Port Adelaide receives a second round pick, currently 33. And they get 2 third round picks, currently 43 and 53.
That's
there
it.
You go.
That's it
was
it.
A pick swap.
What, Bill?
What?
I don't think that deserves the noise or the airtime.
It's been a drop in there and we've got to play that every time there's a trade happening. And well done, Bill. Bloody grey frog or something.
Oh, look at him.
Oh, they've come for it, Jimmy boys.
The board has lit up.
They want to go to the MotoGP down there at Phillip Island.
The Animoca Brands Australian Motorcycle Grand Prix, October 14 to 16. That's right, down at Phillip Island.
Jeez, that's quick.
Who's out there? Hosemary will answer the phone and you'll go in the drawer and win. You could win that magnificent
prize.
Did old
mate who rang last time ring back this
Paul,
time?
Paul, where's
Nick?
Paul?
Nick. Come on,
not
Nick.
Paul.
Where's Paul?
No, Nick.
Of course, you go into the drawer on Friday to win the hospitality package for two people, including coach transfers, which is voted over $1,000 if you don't mind.
Yes.
Do it again. Oh, no, you can't with this.
Nah. Well, I can, but it will sound a bit.
Won't work.
That's it.
Yeah. It won't work, Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Right, Bill.
Got one.
Anything?
So-so.
Right now we're joined by Socceroos legend and manager of the champions, Western United, John Aloisi.
The A-League men's season gets underway on Friday as Western United takes on Melbourne City in a grand final rematch.
Western United have won the A-League championship and John Aloisi has his first trophy as a head coach.
As our next guest looks to defend his crown, please welcome John
Aloisi.
Aloisi, you beauty. Let me do this, Jim. I'm all over the world game, the beautiful game.
Yes, please.
And I know this man because I see him at the bot all the time. Right. He's dressed in a beautiful suit. Ooh. He looks good. Wow. Johnny boy, welcome back to the Rush Hour. And again, congratulations for last year. But it all starts again and we're at Amy Park for the big grand final replay.
Yeah, we are. Thanks for having me on again, boys. It seems like so long ago, but the pre-season's gone. You know what it's like for players. They just want to start playing football and start competing again. And finally, it's here, and it's a big one. It's against Melbourne City, who we know are going to be a tough side, and it's the grand final replay.
Amy Park, now we're going to get to the home ground thing for the champions, Western United, but you're expecting a big crowd, I'd imagine, for the season opener?
Yeah, you'd think so because they're two top teams that played in the grand final last year and there's that rivalry that's building. You know, we've only been a part of the competition for three seasons, but you can already feel it with Melbourne City. So we're expecting a big crowd, expecting a very good game because two sides that will go at each other and then hopefully we put on a good spectacle and we get the 3 points.
Good time of year for the season to get underway too. Is. Obviously, the AFL, NRL, they're all finished, so you get some nice clean air.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's why we do it, the A-League. They understand that, you know, we want that clean air sometimes and it's, you know, the AFL's finished, NRL. So the focus can be a little bit more on us and they've done well. The league has really promoted it this year. You know, the last couple of seasons, it's been hard with COVID and not knowing when we're going to start, when the season's some games get shifted. But this year, we're pretty clear on where and when we're going to play these games. So we should get a good crowd and a lot of excitement going into the season.
So, Johnny boy, have we got a home ground yet or are we going to build a stadium? We worked that out.
Yes, we're building a stadium. I think by May, our training facility will be finished and we'll probably play out of there for next season, which will be about 8,000-seated stadium. So, which will be great because, you know, hopefully we can fill that up and create a bit of a buzz around the West and that's what we need. You know, we're not shying away from it. We need a stadium. Yeah. We've been playing out of five different stadiums the last few seasons. It's not easy for a player. It's not easy for the supporters. They got nowhere to call home. And we're from the West. We should be playing out in the West. And at the moment, we're grateful that we can find a few different venues, but it's not the same.
Yeah, we are Western United, I suppose, so that makes sense. So where exactly is it, Aloisi?
It'll be out at Tarneit, which is very much west. So, look, we're looking forward to that once that gets built, and it's a growing population. You know what it's like, Billy, out there. It's growing pretty fast. So,
bloody oath, mate. I get the train from Geelong, and it stops at Tarneit. Geez, there's some people there now. It's just growing out there.
Yeah, it is. And the whole precinct, you know, around that will be a lot of housing. There'll be, you know, the shopping centres going up. It's not just going to be a training facility and a stadium. It will end up being a whole massive precinct for the people out there. So it'll be great once it's all finished.
Good.
Success just follows this man.
I know.
He, of course, provided us with the greatest moment of Australian soccer ever.
Second best goal after Soren.
Well, the best. He had a whole country riding on him.
So
but
did
now
I.
A member of the team of the century, Socceroos' best ever team.
Wow.
And Bill, when I look down, you got Marky Schwarzer. These are just examples of who's on this list.
Yes.
Goalkeeper, of course, superstar. And then I see Lucas Neal.
Yeah.
Of course, Tony Vidmar.
Harry.
Oh, of course. Well, then you moved to Harry Kuehl. He had to have two Harrys. He was that bloody good. Timmy Cahill, Mark Viduka, and the great John Aloisi.
I tell you what is interesting, Jim, the coach there, Aussie Gus. Gus Hiddink was the coach. Was that interesting or fair enough?
Interesting because, look, obviously Gus had he did a great job for us and we got to the World Cup. I still would have liked Ange Postecoglou as our main coach because he's the only one to win a major trophy for the national team, the Asian Cup in 2015, and how well he's been doing, you know, in Scotland. And so, I know that's apart from it. It's how well he did with our national team. Yeah. That's the main thing. Cool. But look, it's great to be part of the, you know, such names that you just mentioned and, you know, to get recognised. You don't play for that. You know, you play to win. You play because you love the game. But after when you retire, maybe my grandkids might get excited. They see my name in a 100-year history of the game. Right.
Bloody hell. It's an unbelievable achievement. I love a couple of the old boys in there too.
Yeah, who?
Johnny Warren, of
Johnny
course.
Warren, yes.
Johnny Cosmina.
Oh,
Reggie
yes.
Date. Few of the old boys have slipped in, Johnny.
Yeah, few of the old boys. I had to look them up to see where they played or how many games they did play for the Socceroos, but it is 100 years, JB, so we had to get some old boys in there that we don't know.
Jimmy McNabb, who's he?
Was he the goalkeeper?
It's a great honour and richly deserved, as I said, provided us, as well as an amazing career with that moment, Bill, which we revisit every time we get Johnny on.
We do, and he'll be sitting there now in a beautiful suit. He's the best-looking, best-dressed man I've ever seen. Manager of the mighty Western United, and they play their first game this Friday night against Melbourne City, 7:45 at Amy Park. Be there or be square.
Thanks, boy.
Well done, Johnny. Good luck, mate. Big season ahead.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
How good a man, by the way, Johnny Aloisi.
He's a star, Jim.
That's the team of the century. That, you can't say that very often.
No.
Like, you're nowhere near the Geelong team of the century.
Well, I'd be near it.
No, nowhere near.
I'd be near it there.
In fact,
somewhere.
Not even the team of the decade.
I'd be the goalkeeper.
Like, the decade you played, you wouldn't even be in that
yes,
team.
Yes, I would. I'd be in that. I'd be in that, you fool's head.
Oh,
who we got tomorrow?
You have Barents.
Barents,
yeah. You have Gazza.
Yes.
Well, they're the two main forwards.
And me.
Gavin Exel.
Gavin Exel and Mick Turner. Bruce Lindner.
Oh, Brucey Lindner, the press. Tomorrow, Jay Clark, Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z.
And there's so much going on. It's ridiculous. So he'll be across all of that.
Breaking news.
No, well, it's
That's the trades.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's the trade dropping.
What was the breaking news one? I'm getting them all mixed up.
Oh, no. I don't reckon we need to hear the breaking news one. And then the hump day quiz.
Yes, Jim. A big show tomorrow. Oh, some very good questions tomorrow. Great prize.
Got
yes.
good questions.
Yes.
Right.
Got good tactic.
All right. So what about an improvement on a really bad Monday joke?
Actually, I got good feedback.
No, you wouldn't have got any.
Ten ants.
No, you wouldn't have.
And you, I think you got it wrong. And
he never gets it wrong.
Fonzie.
Well, he's fixed it. He got a bit sycophantish a while back and just kept hitting bloody plastic all the time.
Had to get around.
When the jokes were rubbish.
You, Fonzie.
So now he's got it right.
He never gets anything wrong.
Never,
he just
ever.
Never. Wrong.
That's true.
Yes.
So why are you saying that's just true?
I don't know, but let's go to the joke.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Jim.
Oh, no, look at him.
Two Texan men were sitting at the bar drinking their whiskies, Jim. Suddenly, a lady at the other end of the bar starts choking on a chip.
Right.
The poor lady.
Jeez.
One of the men walk over to her and ask her, can you breathe? The lady shakes her head, no, with her hands around her throat saying, I'm choking, Jim. Mm. Then he says, can you speak? Once again, the poor lady shaking her head, no, I can't, I'll choke. So the man went around behind her. He lifts up her skirt, licks her on the bum.
Oh, Bill.
And then she coughs up the chip, Jimmy. She's okay. He saves her.
This isn't Friday.
So he goes back to his mate at the bar and he says to his mate, the old Heimlich manoeuvre seems to work again.
Oh, my God. What the hell? This is the not Heimlich. Friday.
The Heimlich
the fruit. Manoeuvre. Normally we bring the fruit in Friday.
Well, that's not fruity. That's actually
well,
quite.
It is if they're lifting the skirt up.
And I just licked her on the bum. I know. It was the Heimlich. Now Rabs. You're going to. Yes. Yes. The old Heimlich manoeuvre, Jim. Works every time. Oh. Yep.
Yeah. Do this anymore. Get over to Fiji.
What is a hot?
Can you grab him off, Rev? That'll do. That's enough for him.
You are king of Geelong.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Built different. Faster, easier, better. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.